My name is Gila Clark. I am 62 years old and I've got colon cancer, colorectal cancer. Before my diagnosis of cancer, I was an aged care nurse. I also worked in a pharmacy. I was diagnosed with cancer in June last year.
In June 2017, and what were the symptoms?
The symptoms were severe abdominal pains, very tired.
Suddenly you got severe abdominal pains, or did you have any warning signs before?
Actually, I did have warning signs. A year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I have lost 13 kilos. Alarm bells should have come then. Why I have lost so much weight?
Were you alarmed? Because lots of people would love to lose weight.
I wasn't sure why I lost so much weight, but because I was so busy working, Nitsa, I just didn't take much notice of my health.
So only you went to the GP when you had severe abdominal pains?
Yes, and I said to him, I'm not leaving the surgery until I have ultrasound examination or a CT scan. So when they did the CT scan, then they found out that there was cancer growth in my abdominal. The GP straight away sent me to a specialist at the Sen Hospital to diagnose it further.
What was the size of the cancer?
60 millimeter.
What stage of colon cancer was it considered?
It was probably stage 3.
And did you start treatment straight away?
No, I didn't start treatment straight away. I had to have further examination because they didn't know where the cancer came from. They didn't know the primary location of the cancer. So I had to have biopsy and laparoscopy, and I had to have quite a lot of examinations before, and also colonoscopy. I went to see the doctor in May, and they did not find what cancer it is until June.
What was the treatment plan?
To have an operation, because I had a bowel obstruction. I had to have an ileostomy bag. After my operation at Royal Prince Alfred, I went to Lady Davidson Hospital, where they helped me with my ileostomy bag. In August 2017, I started my chemotherapy.
Can you tell us about what does it mean, a chemotherapy treatment? Because we hear about it, but unless people experience it, they don't understand it.
Chemotherapy treatment is they're using cytotoxic drugs to... I've got a portacath, and they're putting cytotoxic drugs into your body to reduce the size of the cancer. They're using Avastin, which is a drug that kills the cancer, starves the cancer. They're very, very strong drugs.
So what's the side effects of chemotherapy?
Numbness of the hands, or pins and needles in the hands, numbness in the legs, and weakness of the arms and legs, dry mouth, and it also gives you sores on the lips. They give you mouth ulcers as well, as you can hear from my speech. It also gives you a bit of a fogginess in the brain, but mostly weakness in the body. And if you don't exercise and try and build up your strength through physiotherapy, you've got to fight it by doing exercises and relaxation, meditation and massage, to relieve the side effects of the chemotherapy.
We are talking to Gila Clark. Gila Clark is telling us her battle with the cancer. And you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitsa Lowenstein. Gila, did you feel that your life came to a standstill when you were diagnosed?
No, I kept living life as I did before. The only thing that I miss is work, working with the people that I love to care for, but my life has not changed. I still travel to different places, going on holidays. I spend a lot of time with the family. Life never stayed still. I'm doing art therapy, drawings, exercising, not as extensive as like I used to do.
So it seems that you're really positive. This is an incredible attitude, Gila.
You've got to keep going. You have to keep life as it is. You can't just say, I've got cancer, and pray to God that God will help you. I do pray to God, but I keep life exactly the same as it was before, with the support of the family and support of my children.
How your family and friends manage it all?
They manage it as well as I am managing it. They listen to me, come and care for me. They take me out to places. They help me with my chemotherapy treatment, taking me. They are involved in my life. They're happy to see me, that I am in control of myself.
We are talking to Gila Clark, who is battling cancer. And you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Gila, did the chemotherapy help?
Chemotherapy helps a lot because it reduced the cancer, and it's the density of the cancerous cells in the stomach, in the abdominal area, in the perineal area. From 60 millimeter, it's gone down to 33 millimeter. I believe chemotherapy is a very good treatment, although it's toxic to the body, but it actually relaxes the body and it's helping with the cancer. It's helping to reduce the cancer.
And what will be your advice to people that are suffering or battling cancer at the moment, and to their families and friends?
The person that is suffering of cancer has to be very communicative to his family and ask for help, and not to try to fight the battle by themselves. A family support is very, very important, and to be very positive, listen to the doctor's advice, nurse's advice, any support that you can get. Every cancer is different. In my situation, I managed to tell my family exactly how I feel, and they've been very supportive.
Are there any organizations that give support to cancer sufferers and their families?
I think there's cancer support. The one thing about cancer is that because of your weakness in the body, you are not capable probably to do housework, to go shopping. I managed to do a lot of things at the beginning of my treatment, but now I find after 15 treatments, I depend for the family to help. You can get support, community care.
Gila, so what is your treatment plan now?
That I will have 3 more chemotherapy treatments, and then another CT scan. If the cancer is a certain size, he will either do an operation to take the cancer out, or he will be happy with me to to reverse the ileostomy bag.
Gila Clark, we wish you refuah shlema, to get well soon, be healthy and well, go back to work and to normal life. And thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us.